Welcome to the Freedom's Gateway podcast, the program on how, in 1777, the Empire State built America and delivered on the promise of liberty. Our wonderful hosts, Bob Farley and Vinny Acero, will educate and entertain you. So, for the next few minutes, thank you for giving us a listen, hang on to your hats, and enjoy the show.
Hello and welcome. My name is Bob Farley.
And my name is Vinny Acero.
And we are your hosts for this, the 1777 Freedom's Gateway podcast. Vinny, this podcast hopes to tell a fascinating and important story. First, a story of the American Revolution, with an emphasis on the military and political events that occurred in and around New York State. And second, the story of freedom. The freedom that not only drove the ideas and events of the Revolution, but the very concept of freedom that has become the most important philosophical principle in all of our lives as Americans.
Bob, we the people of the United States have an intrinsic bond with the idea and concept of freedom. It has become the guiding principle of all our lives, and it has elevated all of us to have the opportunity to achieve all the greatness that our humanity affords. So, this podcast seeks to be both aspirational and based in fact.
And Vinny, our podcast will seek to inspire as well as educate. It has grand goals and great horizons. We certainly hope that it will live up to its intentions.
But Bob, as we launch this, our second episode on the nature of our podcast, let us first lay out a roadmap of what we wish to cover.
Episode 2, Part 1, Introduction.
As we mentioned last time in our first episode, both Vinny and I love history, and we love learning. We are both teachers at heart. We are inspired by people who have done great things and who have shown us all that any person can truly shine if they seek accomplishment and with cheerful persistence never, ever give up. Both Vinny and I like to think that we are that type of person, but in the days and weeks ahead, we will let you, our dear listeners, be the judge of that. Ours is truly an ambitious undertaking. The 1777 project, of which this podcast is a part, will consist first and foremost of this podcast, such as scheduled to have over 300 substantive episodes, nearly 100 on-location episodes, and over 100 biographical episodes, all of which seek to span a significant distance of time, topics, and personalities. Most of our episodes will be approximately 1/2 hour in length. In that time, we will do our very best to bring the subject matter, locations, and personalities that we cover to life for you, our listeners.
Bob, but our listeners should know that although each episode will indeed have an approximate runtime of 30 minutes, that time is but the tip of the iceberg. For each episode we produce involves several hours of research, writing, recording, and performance in order to produce it for our audience. We are very proud of our work product as well as the substantial effort we put into it. We are hoping that you as well, our beloved listeners, will see the value, education, and entertainment in what we create.
Vinny, we have posted on our website, 1777freedomsgateway.com, a listing of all of our projected episodes. That way you can follow along and know what's coming up. Please check it out.
Episode 2, Part 2, More Than Just a Podcast.
And Bob, our listeners should also know that our vision for the 1777 Project does extend beyond just our podcast. In this project, we also intend to reproduce an accompanying book, as well as live history lectures and recorded videos, battlefield guides and audio tours, and joint ventures with other historians and groups.
That's because, Vinny, the time in which we live is very special. 2027 is just a few short years away, and it will represent the 250th anniversary of one of the most remarkable years in human history. For 1777, in upstate New York, built America, and it delivered on our promise of liberty. This special year needs to be remembered and celebrated. That is why Vinny and I are doing this podcast. That is why we will be producing its accompanying projects. That is why we are proud members of the Board of Directors of Saratoga 250, a county-created not-for-profit organization that helps to organize, promote, and support events that will celebrate and remember this important anniversary.
Bob, we are really enthusiastic to be a part of what this story means to the people of America. We really do wish to use our talents and experience to help tell this important story. And with that, Bob, why don't you give our listeners a little preview of what they can expect from our podcast?
Episode 2, Part 3, Our Audio Table of Contents.
Sure, Vinny. Let's you and I tell a little bit about our plans. Our podcast will focus on historical events, times, and their meaning between 1607 and 1800. We will break these episodes into four parts that will tell the story on how our nation and its freedom developed. Our first part, an historical introduction, will contain chapters on historical background, early America, the Seven Years' War, pre-revolutionary America, and the ignition of the revolution.
Our second part, Bob, entitled Learning to Fight, will contain chapters on the Battle of Canada, building a new government, Washington's painful lessons, Arnold's masterful leadership, Washington's Continentals, the prelude to war for upstate New York, the advancement of statehood, and the run-up to the Burgoyne invasion.
Our third part, Freedom's Gateway, will contain chapters on the commencement of the Burgoyne invasion, his stall of progress, political events in New York, the opening of the Western Theater, the dynamic time of 1777, the broadening of the battle theaters, the Southern Front, Saratoga's preparation for conflict, beginning of combat at Saratoga, the Hudson Highlands battles, and the return of combat at Saratoga.
Our fourth part, The Effective Victory, will contain chapters on The War Continues, Finding a Peace, A New Nation, and the Present Day.
And lastly, my dear friends, our part five will contain our biographical characters and chapters on the American political characters, American military characters, British political characters, and British military characters. And so, with all that laid out, everyone can see that ours is an ambitious and exciting program of time, topics, and stories. We are hopeful that our effort will meet your expectations and provide you literally with years of fun, interest, and entertainment. So, Vinny, now that we have given our listeners an outline of where our podcast seeks to go, why don't you start our discussion on what is the purpose of our podcast?
Episode 2, Part 4, The Purpose of Our Podcast.
Sure, Bob. You know, the America we find ourselves in is an incredible special place. It's a land where people enjoy unparalleled freedom and opportunity. It's a place where you can achieve your dreams and build a life that will truly make you happy. But how did this wonderful land, this special place, actually come to be?
Well, Vinny, this is the story that our podcast seeks to tell. And the answer to these questions is actually as simple as it is remarkable. It's one word, 1777. For 1777 was an incredible year. It was the year when America began to achieve the possible. It was the year when the American people learned to believe in ourselves. It was the time when we saw firsthand that when the value of every individual person is respected, and when the rights and liberties of every individual are empowered, that our future becomes unlimited.
1777 was a year that would offer the promise of all we could become and form the foundation of all we should be. Like any earth-shattering year, 1777 was populated with larger-than-life amazing people and unbelievable astonishing events. It was a monumental year, and it wasn't just a year that changed history. It was a year that would make our history.
Vinny, set against the backdrop of the unbridled wilderness that was upstate New York, 1777 saw some of the most meaningful and courageous acts in human history. Right here in New York State, at the Saratoga battlefield, the world bore witness to these incredible events as America transformed itself from a hopeful idea into a reality.
This is a compelling story that finds us all at the edge of our seats as we witness ordinary people with extraordinary dreams accomplish often at times when all appeared lost, the most impossible of goals.
Vinny, 1777 is a testament to what anyone can achieve when they struggle forth in an environment that respects the value of every person. The people of that time teach us an invaluable lesson of how humanity can achieve the remarkable when, with cheerful persistence, people are willing to work tirelessly, creatively, and vigorously, and never give up and believe. That is the story of 1777. That is the important story we wish to tell. The inspirational, fantastic, and at times almost unbelievable story. It's a story we should never forget, and a story that holds as much meaning for us today as it did back then. It's a story we should all be proud of. And that's the story our podcast, 1777, The Freedom's Gateway, strives to tell. A story of our freedom, a story of great people, the story of 1777. So in the days, weeks, and months, and years ahead, let us become your friendly place to visit in the podcast world of storytelling. So, my friends, gather around, make yourself comfortable, take a rewarding sip of your favorite beverage, and prepare to listen to the greatest story ever told.
Episode 2, Part 5, The Meaning of Our Podcast.
Our effort with this 1777 project seeks to take you on what we like to call an adventure of the mind, beginning from the time when Europeans first landed in America, all the way up through the era when America began to make its way in the world as the planet's first true constitutional republic. It is an amazing story, filled with remarkable events, incredible people, and spellbinding stories. But that's just who Bob and I are. We are storytellers. As teachers, it is important to us to share with you the most meaningful and inspirational parts of what has made America great, and on what challenges we have yet to overcome, on personal, moral, environmental, and philosophical grounds to make our nation that more perfect union we all hope it can become. We will not whitewash, sugarcoat, or gloss over any imperfections of the American experience, nor will we diminish, disparage, or defame any of the greatness that has shaped us as a people. For all history is about people, and no person is perfect. Sometimes good people do bad things, and sometimes less than perfect people do great things. That's just who people are, and great stories are about great people. And seeing the world through their eyes, their dreams, their fears, and their challenges, our goal is to transport you back into time as if you were there, to tell the story on how 1777 built our world with the perspective of today, of how, in the fullness of time, we have made their beautiful dream for America, their wonderful desire for freedom, even better. This story of understanding, which is breathtaking in its accomplishment, we hope will prove fun, entertaining, and educational.
Vinny, to bring this ambitious effort together, to truly transport our listeners back in time, we would like to remind them that not only will we produce our substantive podcast episodes, but also our on-location episodes. We hope in those episodes, we can use the actual site locations to help our listeners actually visualize the events of which we will describe in the manner that only standing on the actual grounds where they took place can do. We are hopeful that all our episodes will actually inspire our listeners to visit these locations themselves with an enhanced knowledge and excitement that our podcast hopes to inspire. For by actually walking these sites, these hallowed grounds, along with you, we are hoping to deliver that spectral feel, that true understanding that only being there can deliver. And if that alone were not enough, we will also be producing, after the conclusion of our podcast episodes, that series of biographical episodes that will tell in depth the remarkable individual stories of the incredible people of that era.
As we indicated previously, all our efforts of this, our 1777 project, are largely inspired by the upcoming 250th anniversary celebration of this incredible, remarkable year. And our work seeks to provide you, our beloved listeners, with a travelogue for a trip through time. A travelogue that will allow you to experience firsthand the events and characters that made such a difference. We believe as we travel together that you will find our work to be entertaining, educational, and enlightening. This is how we have found it, and Bob and I love to share. So please tag along and join us on this adventure. We would love to have your company.
Episode 2, Part 6, Final Thoughts.
And with that, our dear listeners, we hereby conclude our second episode on the nature of our podcast.
Dear listeners, before we sign off, please know that in the days and weeks ahead, as we travel our adventure together, that we welcome your comments, suggestions, and ideas. We can always be reached by email, and our email addresses are either Bob, Vinny, or Simi at 1777freedomsgateway.com. We all love hearing from you. Kindly note that 1777 Freedoms Gateway is all one word and contains no apostrophe, as the internet doesn't like them. Please also know that you can also learn more about our podcast and listen to our episodes on our website at 1777freedomsgateway.com. Once again, all one word with no apostrophe. Please come check us out.
Yes, our dear listeners, as we conclude for the time being, please remember to look for us next time in episode 3, where we will begin to discuss the foundation of freedom. And as we continue next time with our adventure, we hope you'll join us. Vinny and I are both excited, and we hope you are as well.
This has been a copywritten production of Robert T. Farley and Vincent Acero, all rights reserved.